This is Chapel for November 23rd, 1988. It's Thanksgiving Communion Service led by Dr. Tom Halbrooks, Professor of Church History, and Dr. Jim Good, Professor of Church Music.
Let us join together in our call to worship. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Most loving God, you have filled the world with beauty and overwhelmed us with your offers of grace. Open our eyes to see your love in all your works and to experience Christ's presence through our communion together, so that enjoying the fruits of all your creation, we may serve you with gladness and thanksgiving. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
It's Thanksgiving. For many of us, it is a time of true celebration, a time of gathering together with family and friends, of eating too much, of watching games, of enjoying one another. For others, it is a time of pain, a pain of remembering people who were here last year and are not this year, pain of relationships broken, pain of struggle and stress. As we worship together, let us remember those in our community who may find this Thanksgiving difficult. Beverly Whisnut, the secretary to our librarian, lost her mother, Mrs. A.H. Parsons, on Sunday. The funeral was yesterday in Carrollton, Georgia. Many of you know Tom Stocks, one of our students. His wife, Paula, lost her mother. She'd been battling cancer for many years. Paula has spent the last several months saying goodbye to her mother, spending time, quality time, and her mother passed away Monday. And the funeral is today at First Baptist Church in Boone. Wayne Murphy, who was on our staff until this year and left to go to Bowman Gray, fell from his roof while cleaning out his gutters. He has a severely broken leg and some other injuries and is in the Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem. And we've just gotten word that Michelle Chappell, who was called home again. She came for a couple of days here on campus. They've gotten some test results from her mother, and there is massive brain damage, and her kidneys are failing, and they have told the family that she probably will not make it through the weekend. This is a very tough time for them. Let us go to God in prayer. O gracious and understanding God, we enter into a Thanksgiving time, offering thanksgiving for so many of the wonderful bounties that we have received. We thank you for life itself. We thank you for good memories, for time shared, for special relationships. We thank you for a country of freedom, for our history that helps us to understand who we are. Especially this morning, O God, we ask your presence for those in our community who are hurting, those for whom this Thanksgiving season may be painful. We remember those that we have just mentioned, and many others whose names are known to some of us, but certainly to you. Help us to find meaning in the memory. Help us to find meaning in the hope that there is always cause to celebrate, because you are our God. You have come to redeem us. You have forgiven us, and you have called us into special relationship with you that we may proclaim the gospel. So we give you thanks for life, for memories, and even for what the pain has and can teach us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
This past Sunday, two of the ministers in our church visited each of the Sunday school classes and asked the members there to tell them the things for which they were thankful. They took those offerings from young and old and out of it fashioned a litany of the things for which we offer our thanks, which they used in the Sunday morning worship. After the worship, I asked for a copy, which they graciously granted to me, along with the right to adapt it slightly for our seminary use and the service today. I hope that this will give you some things to think about as we reflect upon the things for which we are thankful, the things for which we offer our thanks to God in this season. For family, friends, and health. For music, worship, and Old Testament prophets. For nature's beauties, a roof over our heads, and snooze alarms. For the capacity to be interested. For laughter and marrying into a family with a sense of humor. For the youth retreat and backpacking trip. And for medicine for the poison ivy I got on the backpacking trip. For yellow ribbons, the rainbow of color in the fall leaves, and leaf blowers. For animals, particularly fish, snakes, and puppies. For Leon Smith, Martin Luther King Jr., and Mother Teresa. For a good year in school and 6 months to graduation. For food, especially pizza, chocolate, macaroni and cheese, and gummy bears. For caring professors, diligent students, and faculty secretaries. For four-leaf clovers, vacations, weekends, time with friends and family. For our country and the freedoms we enjoy. For the community we share together. For our church helping keep us sane, for a sound mind and education, for work, struggles, reflection, God's generosity, joy, for the reality of forgiveness, the excitement of new beginnings, and the opportunities to serve, for children, for life, for shalom. For all these gifts and so much more, we offer our thanks to God this season. This morning we come to celebrate the great Thanksgiving. We will celebrate communion in a different sort of way to what some of you may be familiar with. We will come down front to gather around the table. I will invite you to come and gather around the table. Those of you can come in the following rows and wait down front so you will be ready to come immediately when the group around the table leaves. As you leave, if you will depart and go back the side aisles, and then this will allow the folks to be waiting and coming down the front aisles. We will celebrate with the intinction method. That is, we will pass the bread around and immediately the cup will follow round the circle. You simply hold your piece of bread that you have broken off and dip it into the cup, receiving thus both at the same time. Eucharist. One of the earliest words used by the church for communion. Eucharist. Thanksgiving. The early church was thankful as they remembered what God had done and Jesus Christ. They were thankful as they experienced Christ's presence as they communed together. They were thankful for the hope they shared as they proclaimed the Lord's death until he would come again. So it is most appropriate that we observe communion at this time of year. Let us prepare then to join in the Eucharist, the thanksgiving around the table.